You're listening to a podcast from 702.
It's Friday.
And that means it's 702 Unplugged.
It's now 3:23. Go to 702's Facebook page to be able to watch this live interaction, this interview particularly. And then we're going to bring you the performance after that of the artist that we have lined up today. I promised you a bonanza. A bonanza this afternoon on 702 Unplugged. We've got three artists. And let me start with the queen of song, and that is the formidable Lyra. She's had an incredible career. I mean, Lyra's been performing all over the globe. She's won numerous awards and accolades. She's earned tens of thousands of fans over the years. She's achieved double platinum sales. The list is endless as far as her achievements are concerned. I mean, albums like Soul in Mind, Return to Love, some of the favorites. And she's joining us today because she participated in the legendary R&B Starlight Classics. So R&B has hosted Starlight Classics for 22 years, and over the last 2 years it's had to be online. The performances take place each year at Vergelegen Wine Estate, which is just outside Somerset West, and then in Johannesburg at the Johannesburg Country Club. And then each year concert goers are treated to a series of once-off collaborations between artists from various backgrounds and genres. So it's a blend of worlds of classical, opera, pop, rock. And it's a performance. These performances are between local and international artists and musicians. And while the music is on, you can enjoy a picnic under the stars. So this year, last year, it's had to be online, but the extravaganza does not stop because R&B is committed to supporting our local artists during what's been really a difficult time. It's going to be lovely to see our old friend, and that is Maestro Richard Kok, because these performances will be happening under his baton. So this afternoon, we've got not only Lyra's performance, we also have Gaston Rivero. Gaston Rivero is a Uruguayan US operatic tenor, and his career began in earnest when his mentor, who's a conductor, Eugene Kahn, recognized his talent and trained him privately and helped him launch his career. And since then, Gaston Rivero has collaborated worldwide with world-renowned conductors, and he's one of the international acts who is part of this afternoon. And then, last but not least, we introduce you to, if you haven't met her before, a gem out of the Yende family, Nombulelo Yende. The Yende family seems to have given the world yet another great talent. This is the younger sister to Pretty Yende. And Nombulelo graduated from UCT, the opera school there. And she's been winning competition after competition after competition. And to think she was not interested in opera to begin with. So you'll meet her in a short while as well. But let's kick things off with Miss Lyra. Hello, Lyra.
Hi, Azania. How are you? So good to hear your voice.
Yeah, good to see you. We haven't had you back on 702 Unplugged. It's been such a long time. And of course, the last time I saw you, it was around the Barbie doll that was made in your image. Remember? And a lot has happened since then. How have you been?
I'm wonderful. You know, in spite of you know, what the pandemic is doing to our industry, I've been good. I've really been good.
Yes.
Performing. To be performing, we have live performances. I'll be there small, but it's really just wonderful to be with human beings again, with a live audience.
What was this experience like? Because you are in the second series, or is it the first series that you're part of? But you're in one of the series. Yes, you're in two. You're in the second one, and you perform in Chilonjilo with Sunny Boy Lada and Cecilia Rangwanasha. What was this experience like to bring different voices and different styles together?
Oh, it's really, I mean, I think that's actually my favorite thing about the R&B Starlight Classics, is because, you know, we get to work with artists that we wouldn't, I suppose, not naturally, not normally collaborate with. I know Sunny Boy, for instance, is based in Germany. So I feel like the chances of our paths crossing would have been less likely. So it was wonderful to sing this beautiful lullaby, you know, beautiful classic. And Sunny Boy is an operatic voice, and so is Cecilia. And just our rendition is just sweet. Ooh. And just beautiful. The orchestra behind us was just phenomenal. And I remember the night we actually performed this, we had a full moon under the stars. It was stuff of dreams.
Oh, it does sound like, it sounds magical. It sounds so magical. So one thing that you mentioned there is that this collaboration, this blend of doing this together was a new kind of experience, but the orchestra experience, was it your first time being backed in this way, being held and carried by a full ensemble this way?
No, luckily not. But I think Starlight Classics was actually my first orchestra experience. But I've done four at this stage of my career. And then I've also performed with a Bochum, a Düsseldorf orchestra, which worked with Seal as well as Björk. And I did that in Germany. So I've had actually a few German experiences with the orchestra. But it's probably by far my favorite. It is romantic. It is dreamy. It is encompassing. It's enveloping. It's such a stunning experience.
Yeah. I've had the privilege of being in the audience. So I know it's unlike any other experience. You know, we know you on your own, but your fans will get to experience you in a different kind of way.
Very true. Very true. I always, you know, recommend that people experience it because, you know, it's true. The first thing is that you experience your favorite artist in a way that you've never experienced them before. But also the combinations. I mean, it's such a packed experience. There's opera, there's African music, there's pop, there's Afro. And it's all woven together in this elegant presentation. For me, it's one of the best productions that the country has to offer. Absolutely international.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And your fans will have to, they'll have the whole month, in fact, to be able to see it. It's currently on, in fact, as we speak. It's available to everyone to check out as we speak. When is new music coming from you, Lyra? Because I can't let you go without getting a sense of where are we?
I honestly can't give you a definite answer.
Mm-hmm.
I've, you know, kind of been enjoying this very strange time in our lives. It's gotten one into a very strange, a very creative space, but also feeling like I have to relook at this entire industry. Everything is sort of up in the air. But it's, in a way, it's exciting because it forces us to think innovatively, that's for sure. And something about that is quite exciting, sort of the freshness of that. So I can't give you a definite date. That's all I'm
saying. Yes. No, with everything you've done in the past, we trust you. We trust that whatever happens after this is just going to be phenomenal. Thank you so much. I'm going to let you go, and then I'm going to jump onto one of our other guests, your fellow performers. Thank you, Lyra. And next, let's go to Gustav Rivero and Gaston. I said Gustav. Gaston Rivero. Gaston, good afternoon.
Hello, how are you doing? How nice to see you, Asania.
Yes, lovely to meet you too. Where are we speaking to you from? Because you have an interesting heritage, Uruguayan, but you also have you have experience, of course, in the States.
Yes, well, I am at the moment in Germany. I live in South America 22 years ago. I moved to the States. And I've been in the States since a long, long time, I would say more than 2 decades. But it's a kind of crazy life because most of the time I am overseas traveling or working or performing, and one of my bases is Germany.
Yes. And of course, the life of an opera singer, we always think of it as so romantic. It's a lot of work. You get to live in these ancient cities, be it Italy, be it Germany or Switzerland or Austria. It's just a life that is spent living and being enveloped by opera. It was your mentor who said that this is a path that you should follow.
Well, actually not. I have to tell you the truth. My original intentions were not to become a guest artist solo traveling around the world. I come from a family, you know, all of them for over 100 years connected to classical music.
Wow.
And most of them living in certain basic cities like Buenos Aires, like Montevideo, like Rio de Janeiro and not moving from there. But I decided I wanted to go in the opposite direction. I wanted to see the world. I wanted to see what they refuse to see. Of course, it has a price. It has a price. They choose more in direction to be in one base and spending time with their families and enjoying the everyday life that you can have with a wife, with a girlfriend, with children. In my case, well, has been completely different. But however, even though it has been extremely beautiful.
Yes. So the performance that we will be watching, your performance, is of you doing Nosum Dorma, which is a massive song. How do you approach a song that is this kind of classic in the opera space?
Look, this is something that I will answer you like Usain Bolt, the famous race runner, would answer. You know, the stage, to be on a stage, to be in the career, to be doing the 100 meters, that's not the difficult part. The difficult part is the training before.
Yes.
Every day studying, learning, running, preparing yourself, coaching your voice, weekly basis, singing, even when you don't want. And well, in order to arrive in a performance without fear and focus and concentrate and hit it, you know.
Yes, I cannot wait because it's such a loved song. And I'm happy that at least we could add it to what we share with our listeners this afternoon. Gaston, thank you so much.
Oh, please. Well, my big, big pleasure. And I hope to see you in the future again. And thank you for letting me be part of your program, Asania.
Yes, we've got to get to that performance. Absolutely cannot wait to experience that voice doing, of course, what is an opera classic. Next, let's chat to Nombulelo Yende. We speak to her on the phone because there's load shedding. Nombulelo Kanti, where are you right now? You in South Africa?
I'm in South Africa. I'm home in Mpumalanga.
Oh, I see. Oh, and dread load shedding, even though they said they'd suspended. The consequences, we know, can be there when systems don't come back on. But I was just reading out some of your experience that you decided to go to UCT. You ended up at the Opera School. You're a postgraduate student from there. You did your honors. You started winning competitions. It's hard to believe that your family has two opera singers. And what's it been like to have your sister be a mentor and an inspiration and a fellow opera singer?
Oh, it's been an amazing, amazing journey. It's actually made it easier because the hardship that she had to go through, I don't have to go through because she's always there. She's always mentoring me, giving me advice. So it's been an amazing experience. I could never have dreamt of it being like this.
Yeah. Have you had an opportunity to work together as yet?
Yes. We worked together even before I went to UCT. I was still in high school. We worked together and we've worked together also while I was at UCT. So there's been some concerts we've done together. And there's another concert that we're actually doing together now internationally. In Prague in September, so I can't wait for that one.
Look at you two, a dynamic duo. And she's been part of, I think she's been part of the Starlight Classics in the past. And this, here's another stage that you get to occupy. What was this experience like? Because you are in episode 3 and you perform Never Enough.
Yeah, it was amazing. Never Enough is such a daunting song to sing. This is my first time singing in musical theater, you know. So I was already nervous because it's not what we usually would sing.
Yeah.
Now, I'm a classical singer. I have to sing this big song. It's a big song. I was nervous, but as soon as I sang the first line, I took a deep breath, just as the song says, and I just enjoyed the experience because I knew at that moment that it wasn't about me or my nervousness. It was about me being the vessel that I've been created to be, to share this music with the people. So it was amazing.
That's wonderful. Nombulelo, thank you so much for joining us. We had you on the screen, but then we had to quickly adapt because the lines dropped us. So there she is on the phone line from Mpumalanga. We're bringing you Lira with Ntshilontshilo, Gaston Rivero with Nessun Dorma, and then Nombulelo Yende with Never Enough. And this, of course, is part of R&B Starlight Classics, which you can now watch on YouTube for the entire month of June.